Councillor Donald Coyle, in terms of static cameras on the N14, you were sure after discussions with RSA, TII and everybody else, there would be static cameras just beyond Dromahull on the N14. You're not happy this week?
I'm not happy. No way am I happy because of the fact that those static cameras now are being moved to the N13 manor to Newton Road. Obviously, they're needed there, but they're certainly needed on the N14 because it's only, you know, and especially on that road at Carrick Ballydooey, which I've highlighted so often, and only on Thursday morning there was a car went off the road there at the bridge at Carrick Ballydooey and ended up on its roof in a stream. And lucky enough, there was no serious injury, but it just shows you, like, that road is certainly... it's a 100-kilometre road, and I've said this before, it needs to be taken down to 80 kilometres an hour on this stretch, and I was sure and I was told that there would be static cameras put in a stretch of road, but that's not happening at the moment. So I have asked now the roads engineer to contact TII again and see, can we get the static cameras there?
The last thing you want is sort of one area being played off against another, especially when there are areas that are, what, less than 8 kilometres or so apart. Right. From that point of view, your point is, we need both. I mean, there was a meeting in Lifford earlier this week told that there is plans to install one static camera in the county this year. And that raises a serious question.
And it's not enough. Absolutely not enough. Like, you know, because, like, you know, the N13 is important, but the N14 is equally as important, and there should be static cameras on the N14.